Hey, business building warrior, welcome to episode number 800. This is going to be a shorter episode. I'm going to reminisce just a little bit. I'm going to tell you about the state of e-commerce and Amazon selling from my vantage point just a little bit. We just had the State of the Union here about a week or so ago. Hey, why don't we talk about the state of Amazon and e-commerce from my perspective as I observe what's going on in our community. And 800 seemed like a significant enough number to go ahead and do something a little different with this episode. So if this is the first episode you've ever heard of our podcast, this is Silent Sales Machine Radio, and I'm so glad that you've joined us today. Yes, we've had 800 episodes. We recently passed 6 million downloads on iTunes. Thank you. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for sharing this show with your friends. That's the only marketing we've ever done up until recently. We've started doing a little paid ads here and there, trying some things out. But for several years, it's just been word of mouth, people organically sharing their stories, telling about their success. And the vast majority of the episodes of this show are successful students from our training and coaching, our proven Amazon course or our coaching program. If you want details on those, you can go to silentgym.com. Jump on our calendar. We'd love to have a conversation with you, especially if you're new around here. Let's talk about your e-commerce dreams and goals. But let's jump to the topic today. Like I said, this will be a shorter episode celebrating 800 episodes, saying thank you to you and inviting you to enjoy our community and the resources, the free resources we have. I would probably venture to guess that the free resources that we have in this community after 20 years of serving in e-commerce and constantly improving and tweaking and changing and adding to what we have to offer, the free stuff is more robust than anything else you're ever going to find out there. All from people who are doing e-commerce the right way, putting money in the bank. They've built robust businesses. We don't award leadership positions here to people who we like or that we think resonates with us or that we agree with on a worldview or that we, you know, just want to be buddies with. No, the people that we let into leadership here are people who have built beautiful businesses. That's the entry door you must pass through to be on leadership around here. So when we start talking about the content we're creating, the courses, the free stuff, the Facebook group, the moderators, these are people who've built beautiful businesses using the internet creatively. That's our leadership team. There's over 100 of us, if you didn't know. So I thought at the 800 episode mark, it'd be a good time to remind you of a few of the basic things that we hold true around here, the foundation, so to speak, of what we do here, who we are, what we believe, what we're trying to accomplish, and what resources are available to you as a listener to this show. So that's kind of the theme today. And again, thank you for spending a couple minutes with me as we kind of hit the reset button and make sure we're all on the same page as we hit episode number 800, which is, again, blows me away. Back in 2016, a great mentor of mine was strongly encouraging me, along with a good number of other people in the community, to start a podcast. Dan Miller, who unfortunately passed away not too long ago, tremendous mentor of mine. I really value many of the lessons and the introductions that he allowed me to have to some great people. He's the one who introduced me to Dave Ramsey, who ended up endorsing one of my books. I mean, just a super influential guy, super kind, super giving. And he said, Jim, the thing you have to know about podcasting is it's a very intimate medium, meaning there's nothing else you can do that'll have people coming up to you and saying, hey, I feel like I know you now. I feel like we're friends. I feel like we've been together such a long time. That chance to get into someone's ears and block out the whole world. And maybe you're watching me on YouTube and I enjoy that as well, but I would much rather, to be honest with you, have somebody listen only and ignore the visual completely when it comes to developing that intimacy, that connection. And that resonated with me when Dan said that, because I felt like I was developing friendships with a lot of people in the community at the time, but I knew we could speed it up. I knew we could go deeper, faster, we could spread our message further. If I was able to capture vocally, verbally, some of the things I was trying to express up until then, just on a blog. And he was right. The Facebook group exploded. The podcast quickly tore up the charts. We had a very different philosophy for what we wanted this podcast to be about. And that was, we wanted to share real people, real success stories from our community. And there's hundreds of them. We've got hundreds of episodes at this point. It blows me away. I was thinking, when we first started this, I thought, well, let's do 30 or 50 episodes and that'll be out there. Then people can just listen to that and they'll know what we're all about. But the success stories kept popping up. And the momentum from those success stories attracted more attention. Now we've got even more people that we can talk to. Now our coaching program is growing. Now we're going from 5 coaches to 10 to 20 to 50 to 60 plus coaches at this point who are working with us actively. All these students coming through our coaching program, buying our courses, hanging out in our Facebook group, sharing their stories. It's an endless supply of incredible stories to tell. And most episodes of our show have been just that. Most people are, and I will say unfortunately here, too shy, too reserved, too introverted. They don't want to be on a podcast. I get it. I didn't want to do that either. But let me just put one call to action out there for you. If that's you, if you're a fan of this show, if this show has helped you in any way, I know there's other podcasts you listen to, there's other courses you've taken. That's great. But you're part of our community and this show has helped you on your journey. You owe it to your fellow business building warriors to share your story. And even though most people think to themselves when they're on a podcast, I've heard this from so many guests. In fact, most of the most popular episodes, the guests have said something like this. Well, I think my story is pretty normal, pretty typical. There's nothing really exciting about it. I've heard other people like me on your podcast. I don't think there's anything worth sharing here. If you're thinking that, I can tell you this in advance, that it will be one of the most powerful episodes we've ever produced. Without exception that I can think of off the top of my head, the best episodes have come from people who have that hesitancy. The people who are super confident and they think they're ready to light the world on fire and they've got the best, greatest story that anyone's ever heard, typically they got something for sale. They got another agenda and those aren't the best episodes. And we tend to block them away from being on the show because we want just pure success stories from real people who have used our content and training to build beautiful businesses. That's the bulk of our shows, packed with tips and strategies from people that you can relate to, people that you can think to yourself, yeah, I'd have a meal with those guys. Yeah, I wish I could hang out with them. I want to meet them at the next conference. We want those people on our show. We don't bring in outside guests and experts and authors of famous books. Our show is big enough. We could do that if we wanted to. To me, that's kind of a lazy way to do a podcast. That's what everyone else does. Ours is different. It's our community, real stories from people that you can meet in the Facebook group. You can reach out to them. If you live near them, you can start a mastermind with them. It's very real. Everybody's within arm reach when we do our shows. Some people still have real jobs. They keep their name anonymous and we respect that because we don't want them to lose their job prematurely if they're trying to, you know, build their dream career on the side. But for the most part, we put the real names and you can reach out to everyone that's been on our show. We love that about this show. Well, let's talk about the state of the Amazon opportunity, the state of the e-commerce opportunities in general. If you weren't aware, our general philosophy around here is we are a multiple income streams community. What that means is, and why that's necessary, let me just talk about that for a minute. I'd rather have 5 or 10 or 8, you know, 18 different income streams instead of one, if I'm online. Now, I believe that those streams, and this is a Hebrew principle, a biblical strategy that I've learned from mentors of mine, you don't want to have complete diversification of income streams, meaning there's no attachment between them whatsoever. You do want to be kind of known for having an expertise that connects them all in some way. But with e-commerce, that's fairly easily done. That law of specialization, it's not something I made up. This is a thousands of year old principle. You want to be known for something. The example I give is you don't want to have a dog grooming and a laundromat and a daycare center. And you know that's a very difficult way to diversify your income. Instead, how about we sell on multiple platforms? We're known as an e-commerce guy. We're known as someone who knows how the internet works when it comes to selling stuff. Now you can go multiple different directions. You can get into consulting, creating content, right? Writing a book, possibly having some clients that you're helping represent their products online and you're getting a percentage. You're selling on Amazon, you're selling on eBay, you're selling on Walmart. That's what I mean by multiple income streams. But where should you start? That's the big question that needs addressed. If you're brand new, where should I start? And that's what I think we do a really good job around here is getting you launched on a nice, stable platform that gives you the highest odds of succeeding ultimately while taking the lowest possible risks. That's what we've dialed down. I'm equally excited about dozens of different opportunities online, but they don't all represent the same framework of risk and opportunity. Some people can take more risks. They've got more margin in their life. They've got more money they can put at risk. That's great. There's a lot of different opportunities out there for any type of personality, gift set, interest, whatever. But we've boiled down one particular opportunity that is specifically for people who say, I'm not sure what I want to do. I just want something that works. I want to get some confidence. I want to get proof of concept. I want to finally do something online that actually works without taking big risks or spending a ton of money. That's our Amazon replens system. That's the vast majority of the podcast episodes that we've had with this show. Now that we're at 800 episodes, we've got hundreds of interviews with people who have taken our proven Amazon course, which has dozens of strategies for succeeding on Amazon. But there's one particular place where we start everyone if you're new to that platform. It's called Amazon Replens. If you get into the proven Amazon course, the first thing you're going to do is go to the Getting Started section. It's going to talk to you about Amazon 101 and then Replens. That's basically helping Amazon fill the underserved shelf space. And you can hear on episode after episode, again, dozens, hundreds of episodes where we've talked to people who were clueless about e-commerce, started that training, just a few dollars in, they're testing, they're experimenting, they're sending a few products in, they're getting the momentum, now they're building a real business. From there, once you've got your legs under you, once you understand how the game works, you can start to diversify if you want, or you can be like Hang Dang from podcast 754. Scroll back in time, and you'll see King's story of how he's built a $3 million hands-free replens business. The base level model that we teach here can be scaled to a significant level. Or you can diversify and get into branded bundles. You can maybe launch your own product. You can get on multiple platforms, like I mentioned, Walmart, eBay. There's all kinds of other ways to diversify. But we love to teach you replens because to us, we call it the low, low, high. Low risk, low investment required. I add in low learning curve as well. And once you've been through that, very high odds of success. We teach you to minimize and mitigate your risks, maximize your opportunity for profit. It's a beautiful strategy. And it doesn't involve driving all over town, scanning barcodes, trying to find used books, filling up a bunch of stuff in your garage. It's a very convenient model for anyone anywhere in the world to start to learn. And once you've got that momentum and that confidence, you can jump into the community and be a contributor and start to see these multiple income stream opportunities opening up for you as you develop relationships. I'm as bullish as I've ever been about that opportunity and about the future of Amazon in general. Like I mentioned earlier, if you weren't aware, half of all transactions online any given day in the United States are happening on Amazon. That's not going to change anytime soon. Amazon has poured hundreds of millions of dollars into a network of being able to deliver logistically any product you want super fast to your front porch. They are so far ahead of the competitors, and they have a billion ASINs they're trying to stock. And once you know which ones Amazon needs help with, which ones are not keeping in stock enough that you can jump on and provide that convenience to their shopping customers, huge opportunity. Doesn't matter where you live in the world. You can buy your products online, use a prep center, and off to the races you go. And again, that's just one of many beautiful business models that we have. So I see the state of e-commerce, the state of being able to work from home and generate multiple income streams, the opportunities represented online in this vast, this community that's been built. This podcast is a central hub. A lot of people listen to this. A lot of people are in our Facebook group. We're about to pass 75,000 members in our Facebook group. Our annual event, we're going to have, or as I'm recording this, we've got over 500 people registered, heading very quickly towards being one of the biggest events we've ever hosted. It's going to be an incredible 2024. The opportunity is getting nothing but bigger. The trends are in our favor. This is a U.S. government statistic, if you haven't heard it before. Only about 18% of all retail is online right now. That may sound like a low number, but look it up. You can go to Google and search what percentage of retail in the United States is online. You can see the reports for yourself. That number is quickly going to be 20, then 25, then 30. That's effectively doubling in the next 5 to 10 years, the number of people and the amount of money that's being spent online. We're teaching you the skills to tap into that. Such a low risk opportunity. It can be added on to whatever else you're doing. A few extra hours a week, you can begin building your own business, the business of your dreams, being a part of this community. So we want to be here to help inspire and encourage. And I think podcast episode number 800 was just a chance for me to reach out and say, hey, things are going extremely well for those who are expanding their skill set in e-commerce. And we'd love to be and continue to be at the forefront of the creative opportunities that are represented. And a philosophy about how we intend to do that isn't that I'm going to keep trying to be the most cutting edge guru in the space. That's never been my goal. My goal has been to surround myself with creative people who are doing it. And then we all gather virtually and in real life. And we say, what's working well? What isn't working? What changes do we need to make? How can we adapt and shift? How can we pivot? How can we create new income streams and continue to grow together? What opportunities are out there? Because the sea of opportunities is expanding far faster than the number of people who are qualified to jump in and take advantage of those opportunities. We want to do it with you. If that sounds interesting, you've found the right community. As one pastor said a couple of years ago, I loved this. He said, once you find your people, then you can start to find your purpose. I'd like to propose that you found your people in this community. So it's not so much about me and what I have to say and getting to know who I am. To me, that's kind of irrelevant, who the guy is, who's the voice on the microphone at any given time. It's more about what's this community about? Where are we heading? What's the core philosophy of this community? So again, to repeat, we want to use the internet creatively to launch and grow multiple income streams because the opportunity is expanding so rapidly and there's so many great ideas out there. We want to be a filter. We keep out the spammers and the scammers and the unproven ideas, the untested stuff, the speculation, and we go with, hey, this is working, guys. Look, expanding opportunity here. Get in. Let's learn it. Let's do it right. Let's serve our customers well. Let's do it together. So perhaps a good place to end would be just to let you know, if you weren't aware, how do we test ideas around here? It sounds like a great idea on paper, but how do you actually test and determine what's a legitimate idea from what isn't? Well, there's a very simple litmus test. I've encouraged for many, many years, any listener to this show or anyone who's joined our Facebook group to do this. If there's a business opportunity you are considering, I strongly encourage you to find the community of people who are already doing it, who have been doing it, the people who have succeeded in that model, and surround yourself with them. Get to know them, hang out with them, have conversations with them, hear their stories. Take your time. Get to know the people before you jump into the opportunity, which is the easiest way to keep yourself from being completely burned in e-commerce. If you watch a YouTube video and some young dude with some great car and piles of cash and, you know, special effect flames and all that is saying, hey, you can make so much money doing this and this. I'll show you my exact system. You've got to be foolish to fall for that. Where's the community? Where's the group of people who have been doing this for 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years? You say, well, it's so new. Those people aren't there yet. You don't need to speculate. You don't need to be the first in on things. There are so many proven, time-tested models out there. That's what we do here. We test slow. We prove it out. We bring in specifically, if someone brings me an idea, I'll say, okay, here's our core team of 100 plus leaders. Show a few of them, get a few volunteers. After that, we bring a few of our coaching students in. We show them. Once we got 5-10 people saying, hey, okay, there's something here. This is cool. This is working. Then we say, all right, let's turn this into a course maybe. Let's roll this out to the community. Let's teach some others how this works. Assuming it's scalable, assuming it's not something that requires any kind of special geographical location or a huge amount of money to get involved with, it's something that can be. The two promises we always make are it's something that can be tested for very few dollars spent, and it doesn't require a whole bunch of technical skills, like, you know, programming and, you know, high-end complex skill set required. No, we want something that if you're willing to put in the blood, sweat, work, and tears and required to launch anything worth having in life, that this model is viable, it works, the trends are in your favor. So now what we've got is dozens of such business models. And the Proven Amazon course has more than just Amazon opportunities inside of it as well. So the future looks very bright. We've got as many success stories as we've ever seen in our community. We have more, actually, because they just keep coming in. More leaders, great people of integrity like you, joining our group, sharing what works, crying together, laughing together, doing life together, and also building beautiful businesses So if that's your heart, if that's what you want to be a part of, thanks for being a part of this community. What's next? What would I suggest? Well, I've actually got a book, if you haven't read it, called Silent Sales Machine, completely free for you. If you send, I'll give you instructions on how to get it. Actually, if you text the word free, F-R-E-E, to this phone number, 507-800-0090. If you missed that, rewind it. Text the word free to that number if you live in Canada or the U.S. If you're outside of that area, that text doesn't work for some reason, there'll be a link in the show notes today, which is the same for all of our episodes. Any links or resources that we mentioned, you can go to silentjim.com, find today's episode. There'll be a link there where you can email. We'll email you a copy of that book for free. But that book has been updated 11 times. It's the story of this community, the three primary business models that we've identified in each of those. There's dozens of strategies within each of those that make for the most legitimate, sustainable, longest lasting business models we've identified, and which one might be right for you. But again, if you're uncertain and you're just looking for something with low risk, low learning curve, low investment required with high odds of success, hey, we're going to get you into Amazon Replens because that model is fire. All right. It's been great hanging out with you today. Thanks for celebrating 800 episodes. This was a shorter episode, like I told you, but we really enjoy this. We have no intention of stopping anytime soon. If you feel like you've got a story based on what you've learned around here that you'd like to share, please reach out to us. You can contact our team at silentjim.com. We'd love to hear from you and maybe get you on the show. Hey, our May event, if you're listening to this in real time, The Proven Conference, you've got to be a part of it. Go to that website, theprovenconference.com, May 23rd through 25th. When in Orlando, Florida, it's going to be fantastic. Get all the details on that website. And like I said, hundreds of people have already registered. We'd love to see you there. All right, I'm going to wrap it up here. We'll have another great interview episode for you very soon. God bless you. Thanks for being part of the community.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentjim.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.